But it's specialized, you know, the automatic machines. Yeah, in the shower.
How often do you do stuff like that, speaking engagements?
Quite often, you know. I guess it's the same with all radio people because they think, hey, this guy loves to talk, you know. Hey, he's used to being before a crowd. Wow, wow. You know, and, but 99% of the time in a place like this, you do it for nothing, see. You go to places like Atlanta and Memphis and knew a guy in Memphis, you know. He made like, $1,200 or $1,300 a month on the air there, you know, working his shift on the air. And then he had a special thing he did one day a week for like some women's club, and they had a thing at Goldsmith's, and he got $100, you know, every time he did that, you know. And he had a couple other things on the side, you know, so he could mess around and make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, you know, just on stuff that I give away. You know, but you can't go to a club, you know, of 35 local yokels, you know, and they say, would you come speak to us? You say, sure, you know. Well, they don't expect. They might get you a cuff link, you know, and then hope you'll come back next year and get the other one. You know, so I don't know. Too often, really, you know, to make it pleasurable, because I've done everything from forestry queen contest, rodeos, election rallies, God, you name it, you know, bicentennial programs. I've spoken on everything that I don't know about. Most of the time, yes.
Even if it's not your fault?
That's right.
Do you forgive me when it's my fault?
Yeah. Well, the trick is don't speak to the same club twice, you know? And if you do, change it a little bit. You know? But, you know, the typical jokes, opera knockety tunes but once, you know, about the old guy who tuned harpsichords and all that crap, you know? And about 30 minutes later, two or three people will laugh and they'll catch on to the opportunity knocks but once thing, you know? You know, and according to the crowd, if you're in a bunch of men, you know, you can tell about the black girl who went to Chicago to see her cousin, you know, and she'd never been out of town, and you know, out of the country. She went to see a ball game, you know, and she finally caught on to the baseball game, and this guy got three strikes, and they threw him out, you know, and another guy hit the ball, and they let him run it all the way around, and, you know, and everybody yelled, and a man walks up, and probably Willie Mays or somebody, you know, and they walked him on purpose, you know, and she jumped over the fence screaming and hollering and said, hey, man, what you mean? Just letting that guy just go all the way around and didn't have to do nothing. So look, lady, he had four balls on him. She said, well, good God almighty, anybody with four balls deserves a little consideration, don't he? A little special treatment. So, you know, it depends on your crowd, you know. Just if it's a sports crowd and it's a bunch of old men, you know, you can tell that. Photographers, you tell one about, you know, the same routine, you know, the black girl. She went to town to see her cousin. They went to the county fair, walking around looking at all of the things, and this guy, they went in this booth and he put a thing over his head, you know, and said, we're going to get our picture took. And said, okay, when a guy got about, you know, put the black thing over his head and he was turning the knobs, you know, she comes and says, hey, says, what's he doing? Said, he's getting ready to focus. She said, both of us? You know, so, you know, you know, just a little dumb stuff like that. You know, you can change it around any way you want to, you know, so it don't matter. But anyway, yeah, we do that a lot, you know, all of us.
I guess you have a set of jokes.
Oh, yeah, just, you know, anything will do there, you know. You know, at a ball game one time, a guy from Ole Miss and a guy from Mississippi State were in the bathroom, you know, and they were both standing there over the latrine, you know, just letting it fly. And after they finished, well, the guy from State zipped up his pants and started out the door, you know, and the guy from Ole Miss, yeah. Oh, was talking about the Ole Miss thing? Oh, yeah, anyway, they're in the bathroom, you know. And so the guy from State, he zipped up his pants and started out the door. And the guy from Ole Miss, you know, he was over washing his hands in the lavatory. And he said, hey, don't they teach you at Mississippi State to wash your hands off after you take a piss? And the guy from State turned around and said, well, don't they teach you over to Ole Miss not to be pissing on your hands? You know, so, you know, just, you know, of course, you know, it's light stuff and it's heavy stuff, you know. There was one about a raccoon from Mississippi State and a raccoon from Ole Miss. That means the real live animal type, not the, you know, the coon. You know, and they were running out through the woods playing one day, you know, and the dogs got after them. You know, somebody was coon hunting, so, and one of them got caught. They got caught in a trap. Flap, you know. And they were sitting there, and they looked at each other, and the dogs were getting closer and closer, you know. One was in a trap on this side of a ditch, and one's on the trap on the other side. You know, they're hollering back and forth.